I'm Jody Ballman, and this is Slice of Orange. We're going to go over the 10 statewide ballot measures. Props 2 through 6 placed on the ballot by the California legislature, bond measures that need voter approval, changes to the California Constitution, and then propositions 32 through 36 that are placed on the ballot by signature gathering of people who want to make these changes. So stay tuned for each of those propositions to be covered in an episode. Proposition 34, it is a little bit deceptive. So it says certain healthcare providers will be effective and have to follow new rules. It turns out there's only one that we can find and others can find, and it's the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. So the local group that opposes this, that says against the revenge initiative, could have a point that the California Apartment Association placed this on the ballot to try to punish their political rivals, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, that has been spending money to change policy for what they believe will help their patients and those suffering from AIDS and HIV. So Proposition 34 restricts the spending of prescription drug revenue by certain healthcare providers, but when you actually follow down all of those qualifiers for who is going to be affected, it turns out only the AIDS Healthcare Foundation is. So whether or not the cost of enforcing this rule would increase the cost to the state of California depends. If it's just one provider, it seems like that would be relatively simple. But here's the background. Since 1992, federal law has given healthcare providers a deal. If they serve low-income and at-risk patients, which AIDS Healthcare Foundation does, they get a discount on pharmaceuticals, then they can charge the same amount that the other healthcare providers do. So they're getting it wholesale rather than where they would regularly get it. So there is a marginal profit, but it's not, you know, it's not exploitive. So providers that make use of this program can then sell those drugs at retail rates and profits used to expand healthcare services to these disadvantaged groups. Proposition 34 would require that California providers spend at least 98% of that net drug sale revenue on direct patient care, or they could have their state license and tax exempt status revoked and lose out on government contracts. So, as far as anybody can tell, this applies to only one organization. And the reason that people are against this is because the initiative is not the right place for this kind of politicking. You shouldn't be able to punish your political rivals this way. If this is something that people feel strongly about, they should talk to their legislators. If AIDS Healthcare Foundation is in fact violating some kind of spirit of the law that is not actually violating the law and want to change the law, then get the California legislature to change it, but leave me out of it. I feel very strongly that, you know, just in the same way I didn't want to be in the middle of the dialysis fight, three ballot measures funded by the labor union of the dialysis clinics against the owners. I don't know what the rules should be, but it doesn't seem like we should be asking California voters to get in the middle of it. So the supporters are the Republican Party of California and the ALS Association. The opponents are obviously the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, Housing as a Right, and Stop the Revenge Initiative organization. The Apartment Association is spending $15 million to get people to pass this, and there's only $120,000 spent to oppose it. So hopefully voters will see what this is and make a decision accordingly.